Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the body and the governance of the body. We talked about the authority last week, and we're talking about the authority of the chief priest. We're looking at the body now because we're going to start talking about how the body ought to be governed and how it should govern itself. This is one of those areas in Scripture where I truly believe that, from what I can see lately, I haven't been part of an organized church in a while. The most I had me on my own studying to do this work and taking me through different things. So, but what I know of the body is that, you know, we're supposed to be in subjection to the Most High, and we're supposed to be in subjection to those that He puts over the body. So we're going to look at those things tonight. I pray, as always, that Yah has been keeping you well, that you always keep your focus on Him. You know, I thank everyone for the texts that they've been sending, you know, concerning, you know, I'm, you know, let me say this while it's on my mind, on my heart. I don't really care what the world says, okay? And, you know, I had to make sure some people understood that. I don't really care what the world says. I'm looking at the spirit that's in the world, and I'm following the Most High Elohim, period. So, you know, my job may say one thing. The world, the government may say one thing. But I'm not in submission to them when it's contrary to the word of Yah. I'm in submission to the Most High Elohim. So, you know, some things may happen coming up here real soon, and we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I've already, you know, my job is saying, hey, we want you to go back into the office. I'm like, uh-uh. I said, I'll apply for an accommodation first before I go back into the office. We want you to have taken the COVID shot. I said, uh-uh. I'm counting on my Elohim for that, for my protection. So, you know, have to lead by example. Yah is good and greatly to be praised. And so these are the beginning of sorrows. It is not yet time for the mark of the beast. And I'm not saying that the shot is the mark of the beast, but I'm saying that the shot is judgment from the Most High. It's to call all men to repentance. And so that they would look up and say, oh my Elohim, what is going on? And then look to Him. But instead, you know, we're looking for we're looking for man to solve these problems, and man is looking for man to solve these problems. But, you know, the Most High uses nature. So He'll use disease. He'll use the hornets. He'll use the bees. He'll use the snakes. He'll use the weather. But when this thing first came out, you know, He put it within my spirit and gave me dreams like 7 or 8 years ago that this was coming, that it was coming. And, I kept looking every year for there to be a real bad influenza or flu breakout. But this, you know, the other viruses that were out there that are going to make a resurgence as well, they don't compare to COVID. And, you know, and because it's global, I know this is the one that He has been showing me in dreams. And not to you know, give into the government, but to be prepared myself. So, you know, we pray that everybody, we pray your strength in the Most High. I know that, you know, they're saying, hey, churches, people can go back to church now if they have the vaccine. No. Most I said, thou shalt not tempt Him. Okay, I have my faith in Him, and I'm not going to tempt Him either. So I'm not believing in man, but believing on the Most High Elohim. So we want to stay faithful to that. We want to, you know, I've been, ever since this thing came out, I have bought, you know, seeds to plant. I have bought, you know, survival gear. Things are going to get ugly, and they're going to get even uglier in the city. You know, and you have to be, you know, be prepared in all things. So, you know, that's the reason to go looking for land. That is the reason to be remote. Not saying that nobody will come around, but, you know, if you are remote enough and have the ability to take care of yourself, I wasn't a marksman in the military for nothing. So, you know, a couple of days shooting again, I can make sure that you don't want to come on the property. I don't have to hit you. I can come close enough to where you don't want to come on the property. We're not looking to take people's lives unless they, you know, unless they threaten that way. But, you know, this thing is only going to get worse. It keeps only getting worse. And, again, let me stress this. This is a plague from the Most High. It is to call all men everywhere unto repentance. There's going to be other judgments that come. It is to call men to repentance. So, you know, is it the time for the mark of the beast? It's setting up for the mark of the beast. As I said, this is the time of sorrows. This is the beginning of sorrows. The system is preparing everyone for the mark. And it's preparing people that, you know, people are going to be in fear of their life, and this man is going to show up on the scene with all the answers. And it's going to seem so right. And people are going to be desperate. Trust me, when they start going, when these viruses get worse, and then the weather gets worse, and then something comes from outer space, and people just don't know where to turn to, where to run to, who to look for, they're going to be pounded into looking for a savior. And they're going to be ready. And so we got to understand that in all things, we got to keep our mind on the Most High Elohim, because he's already told us. Everything that's going to start coming and happening is to call men, all men everywhere, unto repentance. And so, you know, we want to already have been repented. We want to already be in the favor of the Most High. We want to already have his grace. And we want to have his protection. We want him to look at us as his children, that we are faithful to him. And so, you know, we have to have faith in him, 100%. It can't be a question of, well, I'll halfway trust and I'll put my other half on this. I'll bet on this. It's like, you know, that's what that story about Ananias and Sapphira really is trying to teach us. They were believers, but they weren't total believers. So they said, oh, yeah, we'll go sell our land, but we better put something back just in case. Just in case this don't work out. That's what their mentality was. And, they conspired together, husband and wife. And so the thing is that they lied concerning what they were doing. Yeah, we went and sold the land for this, for the church, for the body. But we don't know if this thing will really work out, so let's put back some for ourselves. And the Most High said, you haven't lied to Peter, then you lied to me. And they dropped dead right there on the spot. So that is telling me that, you know what, you got to count on the Most High 100%. You got to commit and be committed. If not, you ain't going to make it. You can't be halfway in and halfway out. You can't be three quarters in and a quarter out. You can't be 90% in and 10% out. He says you can't have no doubt. None. So we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we have this understanding and that we're moving in that way. That everything that we do, we know and understand at the Most High, if we're doing what he's telling us to do in his will, and we definitely want to be in his will. We don't want to be in our own will. We want to be in his will, and we want to move according to his will. That way, when we ask for something, he's going to give it to us because it's in his will. He ain't going to give us nothing that's not in his will because we just because we want it. You know, that's another one of those fallacies that people teach. It's when we agree together according to his will, we have to be in his will. That being said, let us do our statement of faith, and then we will jump into this. We will pray in and jump into this, call this meeting to order, and I need to make sure I write that down so I don't forget it, so that we are doing what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it. Okay. All right. Let me have the ladies cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let's turn toward the east. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for correction and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because none of us have COVID, none of us is sick or ill in our bodies, none of us is warning for anything. The Most High has provided according to all his needs, our needs. Hallelujah, Yah. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. Hallelujah. 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 10,000 praises times 10,000 praises to Yah our Elohim, the only wise and true potentate. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and to fellowship, Father, and to conduct your business. Father, you have said that your kingdom has structure and there is no confusion. And Father, we don't want to do anything in confusion, but we want to be orderly. According to your word, we want to be structured. Father, be with us tonight. We have a place here for you. We would have that you would be and would talk to us, and that you would set us on your path, and that you would lead us in the scriptures. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Let us get the book of Psalms, 133. The book of Psalms, chapter 133. And we're going to get verses 1 through 3. Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion, for there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, I'm going to open up the phones here. Shalom, family. Hope everybody's
Shalom,
having a blessed
brother.
Day. Shalom. Sister Mary, Sister Denise, Sister Nakisha.
Shalom, Brother Mao.
Shalom. Shalom, Sister Laura. Sister
Shalom.
Good grief. Rhea. Brain dump. All right, shalom. On this evening, what I want to say, not this Thursday, but the 26th, the business meeting will be a celebration meeting. We won't have business. We won't hold business that day. We will instead celebrate the one-year anniversary of this union. And I pray that you all will be in attendance. 1 year has gone by so quick, and it's like a blink of the eye. I want to make sure that I have addresses for everyone, so that I can, I want to do something. I just need to think of what I want to do. All right. That being said, so look forward, 8/26, that's a Thursday, 2 weeks from today. We will not have the business meeting. We will have the celebration of the one-year anniversary of us coming together as a group. All right, that being said, let us go to, I make a motion that we bring this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, amen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. This meeting is now officially in order. And we want the Most High to be here with us and over us. We want to do things the way that He wants done. And, that, you know, I kid you guys not. This going into the covenant is doing so much for me. I mean, I was committed before, but this going into the covenant and looking at the temple is opening my eyes to the Most High in a way that He had not allowed me to see it before. And so, having read those scriptures and going back into that covenant, I really truly believe with all my heart that the world is going to have to come to a reckoning, because they are teaching the Most High so backwards it ain't even funny. They're preaching an Elohim that's not in this Bible. So, you know, his word. Ooh, you know, I've been talking to some of the pastors, and, you know, they're stuck on this. They're stuck in, you know, we serve a merciful God, so we do serve a merciful God. We do. I said, but He is not who we've been teaching. And He has given us from the very beginning only these choices. And so I think, you know, a lot of people are going to have their eyes open. I know my eyes are even more wide open.
Amen,
that's not something that I want to play with at all. So, you know, pray for me, pray for us. You know, we want to be, as I said, we want to be in His will. We want to be the people that does what it is that He says that He wants done. We don't want to be the people who read it and then don't do it. That's just craziness to me. Okay, so we are in section 2, the body government, okay? And we're going to be reading some scriptures, and we're going to come back and read some paragraphs, because everything has to be based upon scripture. Everything. Let us go to the book of Philippians chapter 1. And let me have everybody, because I'm getting an echo, let me have you to mute your phones, and then I'll tell you when to unmute them. Okay, so on your end, mute your phone. The book of Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to get verse 1. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. And I'll give you a couple of seconds to get there. Now, these are some offices, and these are not the only offices, but these are some offices that the Most High put in place. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Yeshua HaMashiach, to all the saints in Yeshua, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Now, I don't know why Israel got away from these titles. We're going to have them within the organization, but we're also going to have some Hebrew titles as well. So the bishops and the deacons. When we say chief priests, bishops, deacons, elders, those elders that are called into the ministry, and there's the elders that are called to enforce the law. That's what their job was and is. So, but as I said, the elders and all these offices have to have the same requirements, the same standards. Can't be an elder and then you're not in compliance. You're not trying to live a holy life. Can't be a bishop or a deacon and you're not trying to live a holy life in accordance with what the scripture says. The same requirements. And so, trust me, this is what people are going to be held to, myself and everyone else. Got to go by his word. So these are a couple of offices, bishops and deacons. Okay? But these are also offices. And let me get here. I want us to go to let's see. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And let's get verse 11 and 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Mashiach. Okay. These are offices, part of the body, part of the structure. But so is the choir. See, the church has the choir just being, this body that sings praises to the Most High, but it is a ministry. It is part of the government. It's part of the Most High's government. So anybody that's even in the choir are part of that structure. And so we don't want anybody taking their position, no matter if it's an usher, thinking that, it's just an usher. No, you are in the service of the Most High. If the Most High blesses us with buildings, if somebody who's keeping the grounds, they are in the service of the Most High. Somebody that's cleaning the toilet, they're in the service of the Most High. Okay? And we want people to be mindful of that, to take these things seriously as part of the governance. That's why he says that those members who are less comely, he's not saying that you could be the most beautiful woman in the world or most handsome man in the world cleaning the toilet. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the position itself, those jobs that nobody wants to do. Not so desirable. Nobody wants to clean toilets. Those types of things. But those people who do it and do it too with all their might, they are part of the ministry. Okay, and they're to be given honor in those things. So we want to make sure that people understand that there's not no such thing as just a job in the kingdom. It is all in the service of the Most High, and you should do it as unto the Most High. And I want us to think about that for a minute, because this is a mentality, okay? This is a mentality. Anything that you do, even on your worldly job, because you represent the Most High, you should do it as unto the Most High. So, if the Most High was here right now in front of you, if you knew, and you know his eyes are always on you, how would you serve him? Would you halfway give him, would you give him lip service? Yeah, I'll be there, and then you don't show up. When you show up, you halfway do the job. You know, you don't put yourself in it. You don't really care about it, no matter what the job is. So this is a mentality, okay? Do it as unto the Most High. Let's go to the Hebrews chapter 13. So we got some apostles, we got some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, we got bishops, we got deacons. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. And let me get there myself. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you. Now, as I said, a lot of people join organizations, they join churches, they join camps, and they are in these organizations, but they're not submitted in those organizations, especially a lot of our brothers. Not submitted in those organizations. The Most High says to submit yourself. Because there's got to be an account given of you. I wonder if we believe that. You know, I wonder if we believe that. Because we'll be all over the place. Now, you want to be submitted where you know you ought to be submitted. Okay. The ones that are put in place, that's why I said I won't just let anybody into a position like this. Because you have a job to do. And you got to really care for the people, but you got to care for the Most High more. You got to want to make sure that we keep everybody in the same mindset, doing the same things, and that we're truly looking out for the welfare of the saints. So if somebody's doing something they ought not to do, the body ought to address it. The pastor ought to address it, or the pastor or the chief priest ought to have someone or someone that can look into those things. Now, I know a lot of the brothers, and I'm just going to talk here for a minute, and let me mute the lines for a second. A lot of the brothers don't want to be submitted to anyone. They want to be the king of their castle, and you are the king of your castle. But even kings need to be brought into check when they are out of order. And these brothers say, hey, I don't want you saying anything to my wife. Well, brother, if you're doing stuff to your wife that is out of order, it's not brotherly, it's not Christ-like, and you don't want to be checked, it's because you know that you're out of order. So, you know, that to me, that's a lot of nonsense. If I'm out of order, if I was doing something to my wife and one of you came and said, hey, you know that's not right, I'm not going to tell you to mind your business. I might ask you what you're talking about. Maybe it's not what you perceive it to be. But I might ask you, what are you talking about? And let you explain what it perceives to you, how it looks to you. And I'll probably say thank you, even if it's not the case. Because at least you care enough to say something. But a lot of our brothers are, you know, you can't tell me what to do with my wife, but then they're beating their wife. They are abusing them. They are talking to them like they got a tail. They are not handling their business. You know, I'm going to be straight with you ladies. A man that can't furnish his own house, can't supply his own house, to me is not a man. He's still a boy. You got a wife, you got children that you can't afford to take care of. How did you get that? How do you allow yourself to be that way as a man? And I would speak to any man this way. Because these brothers that want multiple wives and they can't afford one wife and they want two or three, I'm like, good grief, brother. What is wrong with you? You can't even take care of the one you got. So you're trying to multiply wives to yourself so what? So that you can stop working? So the brothers don't want to be brought up under subjection. They don't want to be brought into order. And that's okay. That's fine by me, because if they join, this is what they're going to get. Brother, you say you got a wife. Now, what you two agree together, she works and does whatever, hey, that's between you two. But as far as I'm looking at it, you're the head of the house. And if you're going to be the head of the house, you are responsible. And so if the rent don't get paid, I don't want you to come to me and talk about my wife. I'm be like, brother, you need another job? You need two more jobs to you know, afford what you got? Because to me, that, you know, this is the way, I wasn't even raised this way, it's just my mentality. If I'm going to be the head, then I'm going to be the head. And if I'm wrong, if I say we're going this direction to my family and we go down this road and something happens, it don't work out, then I'm the one that has to correct it, make it right. But I also have a right to be wrong. As long as I take responsibility, I got the right to be wrong. You don't get everything right all the time. But the brothers that don't want structure, the brothers that don't want to, they don't want to take responsibility for their house, you know, to me, just me. I've always told my wife, you have the option to work or not. I don't make any plans on your income. If you work, I'll never plan on your income. Your income is yours. Because if you quit and stop working, then the income ain't there no more. So we do what, and we live off of what I can make. And if you work, that's gravy. But we're never making any plans on, well, you got a job and I got a job, so let's do this. No. I got a job, and this is what I can afford to do. Because I always was that option for you, if you don't want to work, not to have to work. Take care of home. Now, that's been my philosophy, and everybody don't want to be a homemaker. I understand that. Still, the responsibility is on me. So even if you had a career, that's good. You got a career. We're still only making plans off of what I can do. And everything that you make is extra. Now, that's my philosophy, and that's what I've always done. And anything that I wanted to give my wife and my kids, then if I had to work two jobs to do it, then that's what I did. Everybody don't have to be that way. But as the man, as the head, I want this responsibility. I want this title, but don't want any of the responsibility. No, that doesn't work for me. Okay? Doesn't work for me. So that also comes in the body of Messiah. There is a head, and Messiah has to be the head of it. By de facto, he puts men in charge and tells them to oversee what he has purchased with his own blood. We're going to read that. We know that already. But we have to take that seriously. So if I can't take care of my own home, if I can't provide for my own home, how am I going to be in charge of the Church of the Most High? You know, me and my wife don't have to see everything eye to eye, but I can guarantee you, if I say we're going left, she might struggle with it a minute, but she's going to go left. We've been in this walk, in this word for a minute, and learning who we are as a people. You know, my wife believes she's Indian. I said, all right, you can be Indian. You're still married to a Hebrew. So this is where we're going. Now, if you don't want to go with that, I won't force you to that, because I didn't marry you under these, you know, this guy. But trust, she's still in submission. So the bottom line is the men have to want to take their place. And right now in Israel, we got a problem with men who are willing to submit. They want to be in charge, but they're not willing to submit to any other authority. They want to, you know, let's put on a facade, but if he says something I don't like, I'm gone. Can't do that in the government of the Most High. And so, even with the women, you have to be in submission to the Most High. That's why, when, you know, I'll say this, if you were married or when you were married, the Most High said you were to submit to your husband like you would submit to him. A lot of women ain't trying to hear that. But that's what the word calls for, to be in submission to your husband as unto Yah. That's why the husband don't have the authority to try to beat you into submission. The Most High didn't never tell the husband to make you submit. He told you to submit. That commandment he gave directly to the woman. So if she's not in submission, she chooses a man and she goes with that man, she marries that man and she don't submit herself, then she's in violation of the commandment from the Most High. Just put it where it is. Okay? So understand that we are to obey those that are put over us. We are to be in submission to authority. And you have to, you know, you have to know. That's why I say, before you submit to this ministry, I want you to know that who I am. And that I'm not out here chasing skirts. I'm not out here gambling. I'm not out here drinking. And if you call me 100% of the time, you're going to find me sober. I don't care what time of day or night, what day of the week, what day of the year, you're going to find me sober. You ain't going to never call and say, oh, wait a minute, I got a hangover. Or, wait a minute, you know, I really can't talk to you because I'm drunk right now. That ain't going to ever happen. It can't happen. So I have to be in that place because I have to be able to give sound judgment all the time. Have to be able to do that. Okay? So let's go to Matthew's chapter 18. But I want you to understand that when you go before the throne and when he resurrects everyone, whoever it is that you have submitted yourself to in the body, they're going to have to give an account of you. So don't think that you go up there and you're all, you know, they say you go to the throne by yourself, but that's not totally true. The Most High is going to call and say, okay, who was the elder, who was the pastor, who was the chief priest over this people, these people? Because we probably don't group us that way. How'd you get right here? I don't know. I just showed up right here. How'd you get here? I just showed up right here too. Come and give an account. You can't, you won't be able to lie to the Most High. You won't be able to, you know, try to smooth it over. It's going to have to be told like it is. So we want to read this verse over again. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls. You have to know that that's what I'm about. But anybody that you submit yourself to spiritually, that you become part of the body with, you got to understand and know that they have what they're watching for your soul. That they're trying to make sure you enter into the kingdom. As they must. Is that word must there? That's not an option. They must give an account. And that they may do it with joy. Yeah, I was happy to give an account for this sister or for this brother. They were faithful. They were obedient. They lived for the Most High. Now, Most High, you know, I can't see them 24/7. But this is what I know of them. This is what my relationship has been of them. He's going to know what I don't know. I believe that. I know that. He said, well, this is what they put on in front of you. Well, Most High, I pray that that's who they are, because this is the report I'm giving. So you've got to understand. Must. So no man or woman of the Most High who is put in a position of authority should ever take that lightly at all, period. But no saint should ever take that lightly either. Or you just a man, you just a woman. No, if they're full of the Ruach HaKodesh, they're more than just a man or a woman. Because when you're dealing with them, guess who you're dealing with? This is what a lot of people don't understand. That's why you got to have the Ruach HaKodesh, because you may not be dealing with me. Just like Ananias and Sapphira thought that they were dealing with Peter. And they weren't dealing with Peter. They were dealing with the Spirit of the Most High in Peter. That's why he said, hey, you haven't lied to me. You lied to the Most High. Bam, fell over dead. So this is serious. It's not something that, you know, we want to get twisted. And when we commit, we ought to know why we're committing. Need to know that that individual is watching for your soul and that they must give an account. So, you know, all those brothers that say you go to the throne by yourself, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. Unless you've been by yourself and you didn't submit yourself to no one, then yeah, you might be there by yourself. But we are not supposed to be by ourselves. We're supposed to be operating as one body, as one spirit. Each of us having our own jobs to do. Okay. So, that they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Because if they got to give a report on you out of grief, you know, it's not a good report, who is it going to be? Who's going to be a negative on? The pastor? The elder? The one in charge? That is not profitable for you, the one that the report is being given on. So we have to take this thing seriously, and if we come into agreement that we're coming into the body together, that we're going to labor together, then we got to understand that, yeah, there's an order. Okay? So Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We got to be in agreement. We got to also be in submission. I have to be in submission to Mashiach, but I also have to be in submission to you. Even as a leader, I have to be in submission to you to watch for your soul, to look out for your best good, to be willing to and available to hear you if you need to be heard. But then if I tell you to do X and you're just calling and you don't want to hear X, but that is what I get from the Most High for you, you have to be in obedience. And that's hard for a lot of people too. That's why if you want me to pray for you, if you want me to pray for a certain outcome, I'm going to ask the Most High for his outcome. What is it that he desires? I'll pray for your health. I'll pray for, you know, you to be blessed. But the Most High may want you to go a certain way. He may want you to do a certain thing. And you have to be willing to hear his voice. And so this is not a plaything. It's not something that you take lightly, because the scripture says to do it. The word of Yah says to do it. So if we don't do it, then we are out of the covenant. We have just broken the covenant through disobedience. And see, I know a lot of us don't even see it this way, but it's the truth. These are not suggestions. And this is why I say the New Testament is way more binding than the Old. And we look in the Old and we see, whoa, he ain't playing at all. But the New is even more binding. And he's more critical. And so we may want to do what we want to do. We may want to do what's right in our own eyes. But we really need to be hearing from the Most High and obeying his voice. So when I come to you or you come to me, if I pray something for you and we agree upon it, then we know that that is bound in heaven. That agreement goes all the way up to the Most High. And if we lose something on the earth, it is loosed on the earth or bound on the earth. We got to have to live within that thing. So they can't just be words, because see, that's where a lot of people's prayers aren't answered. Got to be committed to it. That's why the Most High says, got to be committed to it. You got to do it without doubting. You know, not too long ago, one of the sisters called me. She had a plumber out. You know, it's something simple. You know, and the man wants to charge her an exorbitant amount of money to do what it is that he was going to do. And she tells me about it, and I say, hey, that sounds high to me. So I said, I want you to, you know, get a second quote, a second opinion. Now, she could have said, you know what, I got it. I'll just do, you know, what I think is best. But she listened, saved her $1,000 or more, because she just listened. Okay? Got to be obedient that way. I'm never, ever going to steer you wrong intentionally, ever. Not going to happen. If I tell you something wrong, trust me, it was not intentional. I'm going to always give you my best advice. Always. Because I know how this world is. You're a female, you know, you take your car in, they don't think you know nothing about a car. They do stuff to the car that, you know, wasn't nothing wrong with it. But they know they can get the money out of you. Or if it's a plumber or whatever. I know how they work like that. And if they hear that a man is involved with it, then they'll sort of back down until they talk to him and see whether he knows what he's talking about or not. If he don't know what he's talking about, then yeah, they're going to abuse him just like they would abuse a woman. Even worse. Okay, so we want to be in obedience. Okay. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 20. The book of Acts, chapter 20. And let's get verse 28. The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, has made you overseers to feed the church of Elohim, which he has purchased with his own blood. Anything that you pay for in blood is precious to you. And so when the Most High puts men over what he has purchased with his own blood, do you think that he wants them to be righteous? Do you think that he wants them to be upright? Do you think that he wants them to take it seriously? Not just use it as a means to make money or to get laid? Or to rule, lord over his heritage? This is a serious job. And so many people out there doing it because they think they were called to it, but they don't study the word. They don't really care about the people. They're just doing something. And then we have those that never should have been doing it. Because this is not something that you take lightly. Most of us says, I paid for that with my blood, and you're going to jack around with it? You're not going to be serious about it? You're going to use it for your own pleasure? No. that man won't fare well when he comes before the Most High, trust me. Subject to just get split right in half. You had no regard for what I paid for. You had no regard for what belongs to me. And these are human beings. These are your brethren. Come on, y'all. You got a lot of people that desire to do this job, but they don't really have the right heart for it. So you got to be serious about this. You got to understand what you signed on for. So my promise to you is, anybody that I bring in like this, they got to have this heart. They got to have this heart. They can be working toward it, but I got to see that heart in them. That they understand that you are looking over, you're overseeing the Most High's possession, not yours. Got to have a heart for the Most High. Got to understand that He died for these people. And if they are serious about being saved, if they are serious about serving the Most High, if they are doing everything that they can to walk in His ways, then you have to give them your all. So this is a serious job. It's not something that you get this authority and then you take lightly. You get this authority and you count numbers because how much money is coming in. It's not about that. It's about watching for their souls. The money and that stuff is all side. People have to do what the Most High said do. That cannot be the motivation. Motivation is we all need to get into this kingdom together. We all need to be walking and helping each other, looking out for each other's welfare to get into this kingdom. The man that He puts over, the overseer has to understand that he's looking out for the Most High's possession. That's why He says, don't lord it over my people. You don't belong to me, you belong to the Most High. He puts me in the position to oversee, to look out for your soul, to teach you the word, to teach you to fear Him, to teach you to obey Him, to teach you to honor Him, to teach you to esteem what it is that He's doing for you, that it's valuable to you. But you got to value it too, and that means you have to also be obedient to it. You know, I really don't ever want it said that I take advantage of any saint, ever. I'd rather be defrauded myself. Period. Because I understand what the Most High has put me over. And if it always stays, however many people it is now, or less, then that's what He assigned to me. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'll do it to the best of my ability. And if it be 1,000, I'm good with that. I'll do it to the best of my ability. If it's 10,000, whatever and whomever He assigns to me. And you got to know that's what it is. You're not here by accident. You might be looking around elsewhere. But whoever the Most High has assigned to me, that's who He's assigned to me. And I'm going to do it with my whole heart. Because I know I have to give a report. And I know that there's going to be a report on me. I don't ever want to say that, oh, you just was doing this just to be doing it. No. All right. So verse, Acts chapter 20, verse 28 again. To the leaders, take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost or the Ruach HaKodesh has made you overseers, to feed the church of Elohim, which he has purchased with his own blood. It's a serious matter. I died for this. So you can't just treat it any kind of way. You can't just lord it over my people and treat them and do to them, talk to them just crazy any kind of way. You are supposed to be watching out for their soul. And if you're not right, you know, I'm of the mind now that I'm just going to tell you, you're not right. You need to amend your ways. You need to change and do this, or you need to change and do that. Not because I'm trying to lord it over you, but watching out for your soul. Because I want to get into the kingdom, and my job is supposed to be helping you to get in. Guiding you in the path. As Yah leads me, I'm supposed to lead you. First Corinthians chapter 16. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 16. That you submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and labors. As I said before, when the Most High puts the structure in place, everyone has to be in submission, really, to each other, because he tells us to submit ourselves one to another. But then we got responsibility. With some of that responsibility come authority. Then he says to submit yourself to those that have rule over you. Because first thing a lot of people want to say is, well, I'm going to tell you then, what are you doing here? I'll be just straight up. Can't, you know, I have to shoot from the hip. What are you doing here? Because the bottom line is, this is the word of Yah. This is, we're in the new covenant now, and we really want to cover this in depth after we come out of the old, so that we understand that it's not just about, just like I said, it's not what about just the actions you take. It's also more so what's in your heart. So if you want to be someplace but you really don't want to be in submission, the Most High knows it. He knows what's in your heart too. And some of us have been jacked around so much, been hurt by the church, been hurt by the world, been hurt, period. It's hard for us to trust. It's hard for us to place, you know, ourselves in submission to anything. Because when we did, we got stepped on. But go back to what Yah said. It is better that you be defrauded yourself. So they stepped on you. You got to forgive them, because as long as you hold on to it, you can't have what Yah has for you. Because you're going to always be fighting that battle that's in the past. Make your amends with them. Sometimes you've got to move on. Sometimes you see that it's just folly. It's just foolishness. If Yah is real for you, then you want to be with somebody that Yah is real for. Anyway, that's just me. Submit yourselves unto such as to everyone that helpeth with us and labors. Got to understand that, you know, if the Most High causes things to grow, and he will, then people will be assigned certain positions. We are to be in submission to those positions. If you get assigned to this person, then, you know, as I said, I would be very skeptical about who I assign authority to, because I want to know that they're real. I want to know that, you know, their heart is for the people. I want to know that they're not about shenanigans. I want to know that they're not trying to prey on people. I want to know that they're not trying to prey on the sisters. You got people that come for all kind of reasons. And I don't care who you are, enough pressure will bust any pipe. So we don't want that kind of pressure. And we want to make sure that both brothers and sisters, that we are on the up and up. It's not just a one-sided thing, because I know there are women in the body who are not filled with the Ruach. They're looking for a man. They don't care who's man. They just don't want to be alone. So if you will tip, they will tip. It ain't a one-sided street. I know this. We can't be putting up with either one, is what I'm saying. Know that it's hard. No, nobody wants to be alone. We don't want nobody preying on anybody in those positions either. So we want to be mindful of these things in submission, as Yah has said. We need to be in submission one to another. That's why when the scriptures say, hey, if you got a brother who says that he's a fornicator and he's actively practicing this, then put him out. If you got a sister that's actively doing that and she says she's a sister, put her out. We can't be playing with this stuff. It's not the place for you, because evidently it's not serious for you. So, and a lot of people play games. A lot of people are not of the day. They are of the night, wanting to be of the day. But they are clearly night creatures. They love darkness. They love doing dark things. But they want to hang around people who are in the light. They tell on themselves. Hey, time? Okay. Second time, I don't know, brother. You are pretending. Okay. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. I think we did this one. So it's Thessalonians. The book of Thessalonians, chapter 5. The book of Thessalonians, chapter 5. Let's get verses 12 and 13. First Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yah, and admonish you. Because see, some of us can't take admonishment. You're doing something wrong. You're not going the right direction. You don't want nobody to say anything to you. But the scriptures are telling you to do what? To know them which labor among you and are over you in Yah. And admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves, looking out for people, looking out for how we conduct ourselves. It's not an easy thing to do. Different personalities, different frames of mind, different acceptance of or levels of submission. You say something to someone, trying to admonish them on their behavior, trying to correct them, trying to help them get into the kingdom. These days, and probably even before, but you subject get cussed out. You subject get called some certain choice words because that if I don't know if it's the old man or if them gonna come out. Who the blankly blank 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 do you think you are? I'm gonna be like, brother, sister, this is who I am. This is what thus saith Yah Elohim to you. And if you don't want to hear it, have a blessed day. Because Yah, I know, will deal with you. That's why he's telling us. Let's read this again. To know them which labor among you and are over you in Yah and admonish you. You know, if I see you going the wrong way, if I say, hey, you ought to not be doing that, you ought to take it seriously. Because I'm not just saying it just to say it, and I'm not just saying it to be, well, I'm kind of being in your business. Because I'm supposed to be watching for your soul. I'm supposed to be helping you to change your ways, to amend your ways, to walk in the ways of the Most High. If I see you going to a prostitute, you come and tell me you've been to a prostitute, and I say, well, you know, it's okay for you to go to a prostitute. Really? Am I watching out for your soul? I'm telling you it's okay for you to go and fornicate and become one with that woman that who's been with who knows who, how many who know who. But I'm going to tell you it's okay. It's all right. Go get you a fifth. Just go get sloppy drunk. Drink it off. You'll be all right. Am I watching for your soul? I don't think so. So, say, hey, you ought not be doing that. You don't just take that with a grain of salt, but that's your opinion. You'll be held accountable for it. If not by me, you'll be held accountable for it by the Most High. Trust me when I say this. That's why I don't really try to say a whole lot. When I say, trust I mean. But I try not to say a whole lot of things because what I say tends to come to pass. So I'm very careful about what I say. Admonishment. If you can't be corrected, then you must want to stay in error. If you don't want me to correct you, then don't tell me anything. Don't let me see anything either. Because if I see it, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to go by hearsay unless it's from your mouth about you. For for my own eyes. Now, the Most High can reveal some things too. But you have to be understand that if you're doing something that needs to be admonished, needs to be spoken to about being corrected, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. That's not just talking about just working, you know, we work together. No, this is laboring for your soul. Laboring to do the work of the Most High. I'm not afraid to offend someone to correct them. I try to be tactful. And I know for a fact, I didn't used to be this way, but I'm becoming this way, where I'm becoming a little bit harsh about it because I've seen too many people play too many games. And I'm just so over the game. I'm so over not being serious with this. So over, you know, people presenting themselves one way, but then they're really another way, and they want the sympathy, or they want you to be on their side, or they want you to tell them something good to encourage them, but they're doing really nothing to try to live the life. You know, so, yeah, I can be harsh. But it's in love, trust me. It's in love, even when I tell you to go. Don't be in love, because that's what the scripture tells me to do. I love you, but you're not real. You're playing games. A little love and leaven is the whole lump, and we're trying to be holy, and you're trying to still hold on to that leaven. Trying to make excuses to still stay the same way. I love you, but you got to go. Love you, but I can't fellowship with you. Why? Because you vex me. You vex my spirit. You vex the spirit of the Most High within me. So, trust, this is serious to me. And as I said, I'm never going to tell you anything. I'm never going to tell you to do wrong intentionally. And I'm sure I'm not going to tell you to go do something sinful. Okay? Verses 12 and 13 again, and we'll move on. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you in Yah, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. As I said, dealing with people is never an easy thing. And then you're trying to figure out, you know, going before the Most High, what do I say to this one to get them to turn towards you? What do I say to this one to get them to commit to you? What do I say to this one to comfort them? What do I say to this one to give them joy, to lift them up? Because you can say, you know, I love you, sister. And she could have heard something else, depending upon where she's at. Or, I love you, brother. He could have heard something else. People put different definitions to different words. And even that word love means something different to a lot of people. So you said this, and this is what you meant, but this is what they heard. So it's not an easy job. It's not an easy job telling people We ought to go this way. And this is the way the Most High is telling us to go. They got their own mind. They choose to go another way. Not in submission to those that have rule over them. Haven't given them rulership, that position. That's what I'm saying. No matter what organization you go to, no matter where you join at in the body, understand what you're supposed to be doing and understand when you yourself are out of order, but also understand when they're out of order. Because you're not going to be doing this according to your feelings. You got to do this according to knowledge. Got to know what your rights are. You got to know what the Most High expects from you and from them. Okay. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. And we sort of read one verse in here. We're going to put them together. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Think about where I'm telling you we need to go. Think about what I'm telling you we need to do. Is my faith following what I'm saying? Is where I'm telling you that we're going, that we're trying to get to, does it line up with what the book says? Does it line up in your spirit with what Yah has spoken to you in your spirit? If I'm telling you to do something and it's keeping you in the world, is keeping you focused on the world and desiring the world and not desiring the kingdom of the Most High. If I'm teaching you things to run after your flesh, if I'm not making you honor the Most High and to be fearful of Him, that you're not using the Most High as an occasion to get drunk or to get high, consider the conversation. Where am I leading you? Where am I asking you to follow to? Am I leading us over a cliff? Because if that's what you believe, you ought not follow. But if that's not what you believe, then you have to line up with the word of the Most High. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation. Verse 17. Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. We've already talked about this one. We got to line up with the word of Yah. We got to understand that we want to be a holy people. We want to be a righteous people. We want to be a clean people. We want to be the people of the Most High, Elohim. We want to be obedient to His voice. We want to value who we are in Him. I may be a hobo right now, but when Yah gets through with me, I shall be a king and a priest. We got to understand that we got to grab a hold to those things and hold on to them. We got to understand that we don't just represent ourselves. I don't care what you think about me, then you ought to care what they think about the Most High. You ought to care about how you make them think about the Most High when you say you belong to Him, but they see you doing these other things. They see you saying these other things. You're not representing Him. Not good. Which way are you being led? Are you being led to stay as you are? To let that old man rule you? Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves. If you believe that I'm taking you down the wrong place, you ought to not be here. I'm going to tell you now. And my heart and my feelings won't be hurt. Love you. But I'm serious about this walk and always have been. The Most High just made it even more so when He said, it's time. So I want you to understand that I take this seriously. Let's go to Acts chapter 20 again. The book of Acts, chapter 20. And we're going to get verse 26. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Elohim. As a man of the Most High, I don't want your blood on my hands. I don't want the Most High to say, you killed them. Either way, I want to be able to give you the full counsel of Elohim and for you to know that that's all I'm ever going to give you. I'll listen to certain things, but if I say something is no good, that's what I mean. It's no good. We got things that will just suck the life out of us. We got people that will just suck the life out of us. I believe there are spiritual vampires, emotional vampires, that live to just suck the life out of people. Always got something going on. Always got issues. And they're always taxing and draining. Always trying to use people. They got them in the world. And they will suck the life out of you if you allow them to. So we don't want anybody's blood on our hands. We always want to look out for the best of everyone, but we also got to know when we have to turn our backs. Everybody's not going to be saved, no matter how much we want it. And some people, no matter how much word they hear, they will never take it seriously. They will always find a reason, a way, an excuse to not change. Still doing the same old stuff, making excuses for it, and then want you to be accepting of it. No. Love you, but you know what? If you don't take Elohim serious and you want to continue in those old ways and you know that they're bad, you know. But they're not bad enough for you to stop doing what you're doing, then you just told me that you love doing what you're doing more than you love the Most High. When you're ready to change, come see me. When you're ready to start living for Him, come see me. When you're ready to live for the brethren, come see me. So then maybe we can do something together. Okay. Don't want no blood. Don't want to send anybody to the lake. Don't want to cause anybody not to enter into the kingdom. Not my desire. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5. And let's get verse 3. Because see, this is the mindset I have to also be of. Neither as being, well, let's get verses 2 and 3. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Let's get this context. The elders which are among you, I exhort, I encourage, who am also an elder. He said, I am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Messiah, Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of Elohim which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not being constrained, but willingly. This is something that you have to do of a willing mind, a willing heart, because we know people are just something else. We something else. Just put it on ourselves. We are something else. Okay? But willingly. I know this is going to come with some mess. I got to be willing to deal with the mess, but deal with it in accordance with the word of Yah and from His Spirit. Not for filthy lucre. Not for filthy money. But of a ready mind. Can't be about the money. And a lot of brothers in the world, in the church, don't matter color, are in this for the money. Because they play on people's feelings. They play on people's emotions. This is one of the biggest things in the world, somebody's relationship with the Most High. People really do take it seriously, and as far as they know how to take it. But a lot of them are being taught in error. A lot of them have been given the wrong expectations. A lot of them is just because this person is in it for the money. So let me make you happy. Because as long as you're happy, you'll give. As long as you're happy, you'll tithe and you'll offer and you'll come out of your pockets big. If I'm telling you what you want to hear. If you're in trouble and I'm not telling you you're in trouble, what good is me tickling your ear going to do? If you're walking circumspect, if you're walking halfway in and halfway out, if you are willfully sinning and then saying, you know, all I got to do is confess my sin and He is sure and just to forgive me because you need a way out because you're not really stopping what you're doing, but you want to feel good about yourself. What good is it doing you if I know that the end, you're going to end up in the lake? I'm not really watching out for your soul. I'm telling you what you want to hear, keeping you that happy person so that you will continue to give. And when you're wrong, I'm just going to let you be wrong and butter you up so that your well don't dry up. Been in this thing too long, have seen it all, have seen pastors fleece their own flock because they know they got the money, but they're not tithing the way they're supposed to. They're not offering the way that they're supposed to. And he either needs to pay the bills or he just wants the money. Because either the people are not right or he's not right. But it should never be an issue about you tithing or offering. Because the Most High says the tithe is his. So nobody should ever have to get on you about tithing. And even your offering, nobody should ever have to get on you about offering. But if I were to have a special guest come, and they say some crap like, there's 50 people on the line that got $100. The Most High told me there's 50 people on the line that got $100. And if you send it, you'll be blessed. I'm going to cut them off right there. And I'm going to tell them, don't you send a single penny. Because we don't do that. This brother has been paid already, and I'm not looking for him to try to raise money. If you don't want to give it to the Most High don't want it. And if you don't want to give it, I don't want it either. I don't want you cursing me with giving me something that you don't really want to give to the Most High, because you give it to him. He gives it to me. So if you don't want to give it, don't give it, because the Most High don't want it. We're not here to make money like that. We're here to work in the kingdom. We're here to do the will of the Father, to do the vision that he has placed in me. If you don't want to give, the Most High will send those that will. You'll just keep wondering why you keep going through the same things over and over again. Why is it that these bills always come by? I never got enough money to pay my bills. Something always happens. Because you're cheating the Most High. You're robbing him. That's why that's happening. Let's keep reading. Not for filthy lucre. Don't think you can bribe me. You can't bribe the Most High, and I'm not trying to bribe the Most High. And if you don't want to give him what he says is his, he don't want it anyway. And if you want to send it someplace else, that's where you ought to be. Because see, the tithe is not yours. You can't just give it to whomever you want to give it to. That's what a lot of us do. It's not yours. It's the Most High's. And you're supposed to give it to wherever your home is at. I don't have a home. Well, then make it an offering and do it that way. But you're not tithing. It's a different thing. We've got to understand these things. Not about filthy lucre. Not about if you don't want to give it, I'm not going to beg you for it. If you think that you can buy, like you got people that, because they got money, think they can buy a position in the church. Well, I want to be a deacon or I want to be an elder because I give this much in tithes. I don't care how much you give. If the Most High don't say you doing it, you ain't doing it. I don't care what you give. You can't buy a position. Don't matter. If that's why you're tithing, You can take that someplace else. Because I don't want it. I don't want to be cursed because of it. Your heart is not right. That's how Simon thought he could buy the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost. Thought everybody else get filled. He didn't get filled. Thought he could buy it. Filthy lucre. Hey, you got no part in this. Your heart is not right before the Most High. You be obedient to the Most High because you're being obedient to the Most High. You are giving him his because you are giving him his. Because that's what he requires. But we don't want to do anything for filthy lucre. Neither as being lords over Elohim's heritage. As I told you, I'm not trying to lord over the Most High's heritage. I am taking care. I'm overseeing. I want to be like the good shepherd, not a hireling, not one that's just doing this for the money. Oh, yeah, I hired you to watch over the flock. But I don't care. You know, if a wolf come along and be eating up the flock, ain't my problem. Don't want to be that hireling. Do this, and I do this because the Most High has called me to this. I have no doubts whatsoever about that. And who he assigns to me, he assigns to me. Whether it be one or 1 million, makes me no difference. But being in samples to the flock. If I'm out here doing everything that the world is doing, what type of example am I being to you? If I got a drinking problem and you got a drinking problem, how am I going to help you? If I got a weed problem and you got a weed problem, how am I going to help you? If I got a smoking problem and you got a smoking problem, how am I going to help you? If I got a fornication problem and you got a fornicating problem, how am I going to help you? If I got an adultery problem and you got an adultery problem and we're both practicing adultery, how am I going to help you? If I got sticky fingers and you got sticky fingers, how am I going to help you? If I got hate in my heart and you got hate in your heart, how am I going to help you? How am I going to be an example, an example to you? Can't lord it over his people, have to be an example to his people, have to point his people toward him. Have to make sure that you have the proper understanding of him. This is what the Most High has assigned to me, that you might have a proper understanding of him, that you might look at him through the correct lenses, that you might have a genuine fear of him, a genuine respect of him, and that when you are disobedient, you become very afraid. Because this is what he said from the beginning, that you might have a fear of him. Or the Most High is my friend. I hope he told you that and you didn't tell yourself that. Anyway, let's move on. My position should not be that I want to lord it over you, that I just want to rule over you and have you going down this path or that path because it makes me feel good for you to follow. It makes me feel good to order you to do something, watch you do it. But the pleasure of it, then go back and talk to people about, yeah, I made them do this. Got people that do that stuff. when I take this word and this walk seriously. And I could say a lot of things that I never say, because I don't want it ever to appear that I'm trying to lord it over you. If I admonish you, trust me, it's because, hey, I see you going down a road you really should not be going down. I see you doing something you really should not be doing. If I start telling you to bring me money, just to bring me money, because I want some money, or to go do something just to go do it because I know that you will do it, then I'm lording it over you. I'm taking advantage of you. That ain't gonna never happen. I'm not the one. I'd rather go without before I do that, anything like that. Not going to tell you, yeah, you ought to be paying tithes here. You pay tithes here if you get blessed here. If this is your home and if you say you're my pastor, then you pay tithes here. If that's not the relationship, then you pay your tithes wherever you're going to pay them at. And you submit to whomever, wherever you're going to submit yourself at. This is not something just to be doing, just to be doing it. Okay. Let's go to, what time we got? Got about, I'll start in about 2 or 3 minutes. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. And let's get verses 14, and then we're going to go to Proverbs 24 and get verse 6. Proverbs 11, verse 14. That ain't right. Must be Proverbs 1. Hold on a second. I think I wrote down the wrong verse here. Nope, it's not either. Okay. Give me a hot second. This is the wrong verse. Don't even exist. Proverbs 11. Okay, I don't know what I was looking for in that verse. Let me, I'm going to have to come back to that one. It's wrong. 24 and 6. Go to Proverbs 24 and 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek the faith. Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. We want to be that generation that seek him, that obeys his voice, that comes out of the foolishness, that loves him, genuinely loves him, that are in submission to him. That follow his word and do it. It's by his authority that these things are to be done. Not a suggestion. But that we should do it. Obey his voice. We're going to stop here for this evening. Let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we come to you right now. meek in spirit, humble. Father, your word is not always easy. We don't always see ourselves in it. But Father, we want to conform. We want to be who and what you want us to be. Father, we submit ourselves to you. You are the head of the body. You have placed people in position to be overseers of your flock. This is a job that should never, ever be taken lightly. This is a job for which whomever takes it should be qualified. This is a job for which you are not hired for, but you are assigned to. Father, give us a mind, your mind, that we should be obedient and hear your voice and be obedient to it. That we should do those things that are pleasing to you. That we move ourselves out of the way. That we become your children and your people. Father, you are not an Elohim of confusion, but you're the Elohim of structure. You're the Elohim of organization. You're the Elohim of order. You're the Elohim of peace. You said for us to live peaceably one with another. And that we are to seek peace and to pursue it. Father, give each and every person peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of spirit. Give them the mind and the heart to be 100% obedient to you, to submit as though they are submitting to you. For it is your command. Let each and every one of us examine themselves and examine each other, Father. If this is not the place for them, put it in their heart. We just want to be in your will. We want to be in your way. We want to do the work that you have assigned, that you have given us to do. We want to be associated with all those who are of like mind and like spirit. That there be no schisms in the body. We are not perfect, Father, and you know this. But make us perfect in your eyes. Admonish us. Chastise us. Correct us wherever necessary. Please just don't push us away from you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray for each and every person. Amen and amen. All right. Tomorrow is Shabbat. Still in covenant. So we will still be in covenant, reviewing the requirements of the covenant, the laws and the judgments, the ordinances. Going through and learning, but also coming to understanding. We want to be of knowledge. We don't want to be doing and saying what's just right in our own minds and our own eyes because we have a lack of knowledge. The Most High chose us as a people to be the priest. How are you going to be the priest and you don't know your job? How are you going to be the priest and you don't know what's required? How are you going to be the priest and you don't even know what's in the contract? In your priestly contract, what your duties are, what you can and cannot do, what judgments you're supposed to make, what ordinances you're supposed to keep. How are you going to do that if you don't know what was in the old, because the new is based upon the old? So we will be back in covenant study tomorrow. We want to know what's in the contract so that when we come into the new one, when the one that he has written in our hearts, that we know what clauses still are there and what clauses were done away with, what clauses were modified. See, one thing you got to understand about Paul, and when you read about his life and you know why the Most High, then you know why the Most High got Paul. All the rest of them were fishermen. They were tax collectors, thieves. But Paul was a lawyer. He says, I'm the lawyer of lawyers. I know this law inside and out. That's why the Most High got him, because I need to make a change to the law. I need a lawyer to do that. I need somebody that understands the law so that he can write it in such a way that this is how I want it written. This is what I want them to commit to. That's why Peter said, Paul is saying some things that are hard to understand. Why? Because Peter wasn't a lawyer. Peter was a fisherman. So we got to understand. We got to understand the contract. We got to understand what we signed on for. And we got to understand that if we break it, what is the penalty? Because, you know, right now, people think they can just break and ain't no penalty. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Most I ain't laughing like that. Most I ain't as happy as people want to make him out to be. So we will be in the covenant. I pray that everybody, again, attends. We don't want to worship the Most High from a lack of knowledge any longer. We want to know what his word says. We want to know what he requires, what he expects of us. Then if we don't do it, then we got nobody to blame but ourselves. Can't say I wasn't told. Can't say I didn't know. Only thing you're going to be able to say is, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So with that being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. Oh, daggone it. We're not going to vote tonight because we're not finished. I've been going, we still got a little bit more word to go through. I want to give you all the scriptures for these different areas. So we will vote on this section next week because I will finish it up next week, next Thursday. Yeah, next Thursday. The Thursday after that, we won't have a business meeting. We'll have the one-year anniversary. So the 26th, the one-year anniversary. Next week, we will still be doing the review, and we will vote on this section, which is the body government. There are some phrases and paragraphs that I wanted to go over first so that we have the scripture for them first. And when we read, you know, when I read out the paragraphs as they are written, then we will vote on them or we will discuss on next Thursday. The Thursday after that is a one-year celebration. And as I said, I want to make sure that I have everybody's address. So if I don't have your address, text it to me. If you mail in tithes, I got your address. If you've tithed before and I sent you a tithing letter, I have your address. Other than that, if I don't, then text me your address because I want to send you something for the celebration. All right. I make a motion. Let me open up the mics. Everything decent and in order. Get caught up. And I can't get caught up. And I am getting old. My mind is not like the advice group I used to have as a mind. I make a motion that we call this meeting, that we make a motion that we call this meeting to an end. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Let me have somebody second it first. My bad.
A second. A second.
All right, amen. All in favor, say aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Say nay.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. This meeting is officially closed for this Thursday. I pray that everybody gets some rest tonight or do whatever it is that you need to do. That the Most High be with you. Remember, I love you. I really, really do. But I can't love you like the Most High loves you. So I want you to show the Most High some love and be safe out there. Shalom, family.
Without you, there's no need. I need a